I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Additional doors are going to be added at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this year as part of the effort to alleviate exiting congestion at the home of the NFL's Atlanta Falcons and the MLS Atlanta United. According to the AJC, fans expressed concerns about the clogged concourses after several events, including the college football championship game on January 8th. Stadium officials say the additional doors will be installed in the glass area that exits out onto the so-called front porch. The new exits are expected to be in place by the beginning of next season. Business executive Lindy Miller wants to be the sole Democrat on Georgia's Public Service Commission, and she's raised more than $250,000 to unseat Republican incumbent Chuck Eaton on the five-member panel. Former Democratic State Representative John Noel is also running for the seat. Miller is the co-founder of a renewable energy company and a first-time candidate. She says her $250,000 take is the largest sum ever raised by a PSC candidate challenging a sitting incumbent. South Fulton City Councilwoman Helen Willis wants to hold parents responsible for their children's criminal behavior. Her proposal would punish parents of children who break the law with a $100 fine, up to 30 days in jail, and a misdemeanor on their criminal record that says unaccountable parent. CBS 46 reports that Willis will introduce the law for a vote in February. Grady Hospital in Atlanta is setting up a mobile emergency room outside of its regular ER to handle the increasing number of flu patients. The specialized trailer, which will cost $200,000 for 30 days' use, has space for 14 beds. Officials say they anticipate it will serve at least 100 patients each day. And a state Senate panel has approved a bill spelling out guidelines for judges if minors ask to bypass parental notification when they want an abortion. Current Georgia law requires a minor to either notify a parent or guardian 24 hours before the procedure or be accompanied by them when it's performed. But the law does not spell out circumstances under which a judge can grant a waiver. 15 other states require underage girls to provide clear and convincing evidence of the need to forego parental notification. Some Democrats in the General Assembly have come out against a proposed constitutional amendment forbidding state government from offering services and printed documents in languages other than English. State Representative Bien Nguyen of Atlanta is the daughter of Vietnamese immigrants.
It sends a message to immigrants and the sons and daughters of immigrants like myself that Georgia does not want us to live here, work here, or bring our families and businesses here.
Republican State Senator Josh McCoon, who is sponsoring the measure, says the amendment clarifies a 1996 law declaring English to be the official language of Georgia. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.